Man Center. Thanks for coming to my magical Christmas party.
Anytime, Alpha!
Now that the children are all here, Alpha, let the party begin.
This is so 90s. Not!
Affirmative. Affirmative.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm the Blue Podcast Ranger.
I'm Lindsay, and I'm the Yellow Podcast Ranger.
I'm Awesome Mike, and I'm the Red Podcast Ranger.
And I'm Daryl, and I'm the Black Podcast Ranger. And you're here with another episode of Mighty Morphin Forgotten Failures.
Yeah.
I think I got it right.
You did.
That's perfect. All right.
Christmas time.
It's a Christmas
time.
Miracle.
Yes, it is a Christmas miracle. The only one we're like to get.
So what do we watch today?
Well, this was a special Christmas episode, hence all the Christmas stuff. So we watched Alpha's Magical Christmas, or actually it was titled Alpha's Magical Xmas on the video, which we got this week courtesy of Dunkaroos and Glitter.
Yeah,
so thanks, Dunkaroos and Glitter, if you're out there. Yeah.
Thank you, childhood.
Yeah.
Don't use stabilizer on your videos.
Dunkaroos and Glitter uploaded this to YouTube, and YouTube provided the image stabilization, and it was terrible.
I don't know.
I have to think Dunkaroos and Glitter did that intentionally. I don't know.
YouTube has that built in now.
Like, it started out with all these ads for Power Rangers videos, and those ones, the picture was flying all over the place. But during the actual Christmas special, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was pretty bad.
I mean, it wasn't bad if you were on LSD.
Plus, I mean, the big thing to remember here is that the watermark of Dunkaroos and Glitter that was along the bottom was also
jumping around too.
Which means that the video was stabilized post him editing it.
But
You'll notice we aren't talking much about this episode.
Oh my God, you guys. What did I watch? How did they make something this lame?
It was terrible.
It's a whole lot of alpha, and then you find out why they don't have a whole lot of alpha in Power Rangers episodes generally, because you don't need a whole lot.
You don't.
He kind of lives a very sad life.
Turns out that
very needy,
alpha
very 5's sad.
Middle
it's
brow
like
sensibility
pepper.
Is not
too
exactly
much.
The same extreme fun of the actual Power Rangers.
So it I don't know. It starts out.
Let's do a little plot breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want to do some plot breakdown?
Yeah, let's do this.
Daryl,
we're going to put like three quarters of a second on the on the clock, and you can go right now.
Alpha is in the command center with Zordon, and he's sad because he's alone at Christmas, except for Zordon. But then he gathers up some kids from around the world in a beam of some sort and brings them to the command center. And he makes all sorts of stuff appear magically, which I didn't know Alpha 5 had the ability to do. And then they sing 9 Christmas carols, and then the kids are on their way.
That's the story.
Yeah, that's the story.
You got it.
Oh, by the way, the Power Rangers aren't in this episode, really, because they're helping Santa deliver presents.
They show up in the last, minute to stand
and three
of
them. It's not even all of them.
No.
And here's something that's a little out of whack, because this aired originally in season 2.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? Because me, the Blue Power Ranger, I was there, but where are you guys?
Yeah, I hit the...
The Black Power Ranger's not a black guy anymore. The Yellow Power Ranger is a black girl. Who are these people?
Hey, she might be Blasian.
Yeah,
she
might be Blasian.
I think so.
Yeah. But I don't know. We walked out. We said, fuck it. We were like, not in on this Alpha Christmas shit.
Yeah.
That meeting, I was like, no, I can't stand by it.
Yeah.
So we start off in the empty command center. And Alpha 5 is just super duper sad because
just
his
jittering around like
he's like shaking his hips to dance hall music.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. That'd be amazing if he just like if he just zapped in a bunch of like Jamaican like dance club just like a bunch of people that were at like a street dance thing
at a street dance hall what that teleporter should have been used for.
God, that'd be so amazing.
I'm sure whatever female actor was inside the alpha suit was an accomplished dancer.
Alpha 5 super sad about Christmas. Zordon's like, no, I got this for you, and like makes a Christmas tree appear that's already decorated.
We're learning a lot about Zordon and Alpha 5 in this episode because they can both make things appear, which we never saw any other time in Power Rangers.
No.
Ever.
Yeah. We watched this tree get decorated even more for So, okay. So Alpha is very like, he's very preoccupied with the idea that this is Christmas time and he's not feeling it. Something's missing. And, you know, he just can't get into the Christmas spirit.
He's not supposed to feel anything.
Yes.
He's supposed to be an emotional
thing. And so Zordon does the tree thing. And he's like, oh yeah, that's what's missing. Magic. Cool.
Obviously, Christmas magic.
So now he has a Christmas magic. My question is, what sect of Christianity does Alpha 5 practice? I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's probably a Catholic because when they were seeing one of the Christmas carols, the Virgin Mary appeared in the viewing globe.
This is true.
And so if Alpha and Zordon revere the Virgin Mary, like that would be one of the Eastern traditions.
Yeah, maybe it was Guadalupe.
Yeah.
No, she was very pale.
You know what? I bet they're like Russian Orthodox. That's probably it.
Well, he's not traditional
Zordon is basically an icon himself.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is a god.
Well, like Alpha 5 is definitely, I don't know about being a Catholic for Alpha 5. I mean, you see how his hips shake. There's no
Baptist.
Shame in those hips.
What?
And how they shake.
I think Shakira is one of those. Catholic.
I don't think they accepted her bid.
Yeah, but her hips don't lie, though.
Her hips don't lie, but... still, I think probably Appalachian Snake Charmer. I think those guys still like Christians.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
you know what? Alpha 5, probably a shaker.
Christian about snakes.
I think he's a shaker.
Yeah.
He's a shaker.
I think a Red Ranger is probably a Satanist.
Yeah, probably.
That's why I wasn't there.
You're like, no, not my
I hail Satan, man. I'm not dealing with this Jesus stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
I roll with Satan, not Jesus Christ.
Trini's on that Buddhist tip. She's not.
Yeah.
Nah, she ain't even.
She's just waiting for the Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
And Billy is a Billy's there, but he clearly he worships a techno god.
Yeah, I think Billy's a classic skeptic type.
He worships a giant Tesla coil in his basement.
Yeah, he's euphoric.
Trini seems to find legends and spirits imbued in all things, including her own dolls.
Yeah,
so she has sort of animist abilities.
Yeah, so after Alpha 5 realizes, oh, the magic's been missing, Zordon then is like, oh, okay, if that's what you need, he then kidnaps a bunch of children from all over the world by just like Power Rangers zapping them over to the care center.
First they like kind of creep on them and they look at
their
house
homes.
And then they look through the window kind of like not... Yeah. Like in person, but they're creeping. Like,
well, you know, Zordon has that
thing.
Like weird that thing where he can like,
seeing eye thing.
Rita's things are doing some stuff over here, and but he can do that with anyone's house, which is very unsettling.
So now he's just looking in people's windows, which is a little creepy.
Because at first it's like showing the outside of houses, which is like nice. Oh, that's a nice house. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're inside the house with the kid looking at the kid.
Zordon is just like Santa Claus in that Mexican Santa Claus movie that was on MST3K. Like, instead of having a giant telescope that he uses to spy on all the kids, he just has a viewing globe.
So, I have another question.
Just
these,
one?
These kids, these kids show up, and they keep showing up kind of in waves, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are phased.
No, they're all just like, oh, yeah.
So, how many times
Alpha
has this
Christmas
happened?
Time.
We're
how
in the command time, center.
How many times did Alpha 5 get sad enough for Zordon to be like, okay, I'll get some kids over.
Yeah.
And cheer you right
up. This guy's going to be at least the second kids. Time because the original red, yellow, and black Rangers are retired already.
Yeah. Well no, they're on some peace mission.
Also, Alpha 5 knows at least one of the kids' names. I'm just saying.
He knew two of them.
Yeah, he knows the kids' names.
Yummy. Those were delicious. Did everybody get enough to eat? Yeah! What a smile, Michael. What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about presents.
Me too!
Okay, so we saw this beam flying around the world. And we saw all the great landmarks of the world. We saw London Bridge, the Eiffel Tower, and the Rangers Command Center. Mm-hmm. And then all these kids appear, but they all just have American accents. So who cares about the whole round the world thing?
They
weren't even wearing weird traditional outfits like in the Mexican Santa Claus movie.
I would say that it is neat. It would have been neat to be one of those kids. Like maybe that's something they did for fans.
I was just gonna say maybe it was like the fan club or something. Something
it would
like
not
that.
Be neat for their parents. Just see them evaporate into like magic and then just disappear.
Yeah, I mean it's a weird plot device. But
so and after these kids show up, they just immediately start busting into song.
So many songs.
And songs don't end for about 15 minutes.
They spend at least one song decorating the Christmas tree. And all it is cuts of like, and not even like the kids. It's just like the thing that they're putting on the Christmas tree and then it going onto the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And just doing that like slow-mo a bunch of times, like 15 times.
It's
people
terrible.
Threading popcorn.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Endless threads
or making those
popcorn.
Paper chains.
The one cool thing about the whole sing-song thing was that Alpha 5 would be singing along and then sometimes they would put like an ay 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 in the middle of the song. It was like fa la 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 ay 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 ay.
That was good. That was gold.
Yeah, so it was like the generic kids bop carol recordings of songs with Richard Stephen Horvitz, voice of Alpha 5 and Invader Zim, singing over them.
Yeah, that's that was good.
Yeah, so, and like four kids appear, and then they sing like half of a song, and then a bunch of other kids appear from the other side of the stage.
And he like Alpha 5 has like this whole like day plan for them. Like he has like a whole thing.
Yeah, they're like making cookies,
which Alpha 5 eats and says are delicious.
which is also
problematic.
Where his mouth hole is, I don't think I want to know.
I mean, he's a robot. He shouldn't have one. But
He can sense the odors, fragrance molecules given off by the cookies.
Maybe he just like mashes it on his face.
He probably has some sort of eat things and the taste is a thing.
Gas chromatographer inside. That.
Oh, you know what I bet he has? I bet he has like a little like under his like under his chin, whatever that is. He has one of those magnetic tongues that they used to put on dolls. And like, you know, he licks, but it has to be like a magnet in the cookie.
Those dolls didn't actually let, those tongues didn't actually let the dolls taste things.
But I'm just saying that's probably how he does it.
Yeah, I mean,
and
Alpha
5
is a superior robot.
And he's a robot. He's not just a stupid doll.
Yeah.
And it totally did make them taste it.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, Mike.
But robots are supposed to not have egos. But he kind of makes this all about him, Alpha 5 does.
Kind of.
We don't even learn anything about these kids. He asks one of them one question.
This whole thing, you know what he does when he has all these kids and they're like, oh yeah, you're the best Alpha 5, we love you, for whatever they shouldn't, but they instantly get like Stockholm syndrome and he's like, oh man, you know, this is great and everything, but I really wish I was hanging out with my real friends that I really like.
I'm sick of these fucking kids.
Yes. He like longingly looks off and he's like, man, I really wish the Power Rangers were here instead. Oh.
God, you want to be kidnapped by somebody who doesn't even appreciate your presence.
Yeah, these kids made like presents for you, make cookies for you to eat.
And you've gone full Stockholm syndrome.
Songs.
And then shortly after that, Alpha 5 just kicks him out. I was like, all right, one last song, get the fuck out of here.
Thanks for coming. We didn't come. He kidnapped us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And then he makes them walk their asses home.
Yeah. They walk through like a Stargate thing.
Yeah, what the heck?
We're just assuming it goes outside and they gotta walk home.
I was thinking Poltergeist for that thing. Like, there's this door and there's this bright light behind it. Walk into the light, children. Walk into the light.
Yeah, maybe.
We said that's the power. That's how they process.
They did
that's
say
how they
something
eat.
About it being like a portal.
Yeah,
some,
but
whatever.
But I don't understand why they didn't use the same.
It goes to the kill room.
Why not use the same technology that got them there?
No, so that they could willingly come over.
Yeah,
beam technology.
Beams.
Alpha 5 and Zordon basically have an agreement like Prince and his ladies had where like they knew that they had to be ready at any time for him to like come by and like ask for them. And so like they would sleep in their makeup and stuff. Like that's like, I think that's the kind of thing that like Alpha 5's like, I can make anything you want appear and we can have the best time, but you gotta be ready. When I want you to come over, you're coming over. And they must have agreed at some point.
Yeah, these kids are like,
I want this to be consensual.
Yeah, they signed a blood pact with him.
Yeah, and then it snows in the command center, and that's basically it.
And the Power Rangers come.
The three Power Rangers, one of them two of them, Billy and Kim, are the same people.
And the Green Ranger,
Tommy's still there. And then they like Skype in some like three other Rangers that we don't know who they are because we didn't get to that.
Yeah,
part.
Who the heck are these people? The understudies. Alpha 5 says, like, sorry, these other three Rangers are somewhere else. They're busy. And they're the rest of the Rangers are at the World Peace Project.
Yeah,
so is there more than six Rangers? How many Rangers are there?
No, I think...
I don't know. I kind of lost track of the Power Rangers around, like, probably after the early on in that second season.
Do you remember watching this?
Yeah.
Do any of you guys remember watching
this
when it aired?
No.
No one remembers watching
this. I think that the World Peace Project is where they send the Power Rangers who are no longer on contract off.
Yeah.
Because they never come back.
It's like when you send your dog to live on the farm.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
we were kind of assuming.
Same deal. I think that's just where they go.
Oh, they're so busy at the World Peace Project. We might just like see them again.
Yeah.
Until
but
you
they love
to
it
go there.
Yeah.
And just
they're
like at the farm,
they got
Alpha
friends.
5 takes them out.
Yeah.
They drive off and then they pull over to the side of the road. He shoots them in the head.
They take them fishing. Alpha Fredo. Take them fishing.
Just push them over the side of the boat.
Okay. So which of the kids was your favorite?
None.
Shut up.
Well,
that is a bad question.
Bowl cut.
Bowl cut, I guess.
Steven?
Yeah, bowl cut was the,
he was the most talked about.
He was the most talked about. He was the most eye-catching.
Yes.
Of the kids.
Because he's the one that Alpha interviews for like one question, then he's like, okay, shut up, Steven. Let's make it about me again now.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, Steven. I it's probably very cold where you live, but you know what would make us warm? Baking cookies.
Yeah.
And making those garlands out of loops of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most terrible Christmas specials I think I've ever
seen.
Yeah. It's hard to watch. Also, we should mention, it's about 28 minutes, and the first five are a string of never-ending machine gun commercials advertising every kind of Power Rangers thing you could imagine.
Yeah, there was VHS tapes, CDs, cassettes, and an ad for Tommy Karate. It was like some sort of karate thing.
You learn all the secrets of Green Ranger Kata.
Yeah, whatever that was.
I don't know. I learned all I need about that from the hip-hop keto episode that I watched already.
Which is stupid. There's not a hip-hop keto video. It's even teased in the...
I know.
Well, by this point, the Black Ranger has been replaced by the White Black Ranger.
Ah.
That's the thing. He wasn't on contract. He would have had his own keto video.
True.
And one of those ads, Alpha is just pushing the fan club membership right to us. He's like, hey, kids.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be cool like me?
Yeah. Alpha 5, what are you doing here?
Oh my!
Yeah, that's funny. That's like, good because he introduces the video, and he does the standard thing. He's like, "Oh, hello, kids! I didn't see you. Come in."
Like, it's kind of scary how good that impression is.
Wow!
Can you say? Can you sing? Fa la 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 la! I.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. There comes good old Santa Claus. No, that's much harder to do it while singing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It was still really good, though.
That was still very good.
Let me say this about the Alpha, about Alpha's Magical Christmas.
All right.
I have watched Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas this week. Alpha's Magical Christmas is the worst Christmas-related media I've watched this week. I will say that. That's how bad. Do not waste your time fucking watching this.
Unless you want to hear Alpha 5 sing some Christmas songs, don't waste your time with this.
And let me answer that for you. You don't.
You don't
want to hear Alpha 5 sing some Christmas
songs.
There
are more songs in this than there are in Running Out of Luck. There are 10 songs in this, according to the Power Rangers wiki.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's awful. All right, it's
I'm going to read the beginning of the paragraph at the end of the page about this on the Power Rangers wiki, okay?
All right, go for it.
Despite these specials' gentle and tender nature, Alpha's Magical Christmas is continually and near universally panned, revulsed, and ridiculed by most of the Power Rangers fan community for its excessively saccharine, cutesy tone, the lack of action, adventure, and creativity, the constant singing, the poor production quality, the weak premise and framing story, completely ignoring the series' continuity, much less its own continuity. For example, a shot of Susie clapping and saying yay is used 3 times, etc., etc.
Yeah, they really should have done, like, maybe Santa gets kidnapped and they gotta save him or something.
That's what I was expecting too. And that's what the sad thing is, that even the fan base doesn't like, because usually the fan base will embrace something that's not that great. They'll love hate it. They'll hate love it. But they just straight hate this.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
I don't blame them.
It's not even Star Wars Holiday Special quality, because it doesn't have the weird, inexplicable nonsense.
Yeah, it doesn't have that porn scene with the grandpa. Like, that's not.
Yeah. If it was Alpha 5 and his robot father and his robot son speaking to each other for minute after minute of unsubtitled robot language, that would have been a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
I'd have watched it. I would have watched it in preference to watching this.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a Christmas special.
That's a special, all right.
Yeah.
So skip this.
Burn it. If you find a copy of it,
I know we don't really give like recommendations on the Power Rangers.
I'm good. I agree with one. Do it. A++++. Watch it every day, especially Christmas.
No.
And it's going to inspire you to go to the Wikipedia pages for all the Christmas carols, which are actually very interesting. The end.
Yeah. If you have like a, if you have a kid that you need to punish somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I'm taking away your iPhone, and also you have to watch this so you know how bad we had it.
Yeah.
How bad we had it back then.
You little shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Clockwork Orange you.
Yeah.
The fucking regular show Christmas special, assuming there is one, is sure to be better than this.
Oh, it is.
Of course it is.
Because regular show is the shit.
I mean,
this is terrible.
Just go, if you want to see what this is like, go to like a family gathering. If you're one of those families that do like, you know, Christmas Eve activities where you like decorate the tree with like the kids and stuff and everyone gets to open a present, do that. It's the same thing. It's the exact same
except
thing.
Except all the kids are strangers. Be instead of parents, it's the strange couple of mother Alpha 5 and father Zordon.
That's not weird. You know, just put like a Christmas hat on a fish tank and, you know, dress up the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Zordon, when he's like talking back and forth with Alpha 5, like when they're not, when they're not saying serious stuff to the Power Rangers, he just kind of sounds like a regular guy. It's weird.
Yeah, it's probably because they didn't pay the real Zordon to do it.
Really?
Oh, I figured it was the same guy, but he like wasn't putting on his portentous voice.
He was probably just like, dude.
He was just like, Alpha 5, we're going to have a good day today.
Yeah.
They probably just like edited other words together.
Probably.
Yeah, and he was actually Alpha like five. Smiling
this
throughout
is not
this.
A great
like,
idea.
So you saw this bizarre, like, distorted, expanded grin on his tube that he's in. It's weird. So right. Weird.
We need to stop talking about this. It's just bumming.
It's not worth it.
It's making me feel bad.
Yeah, if you're like, no, I really like Christmas songs and I want to listen to all these Christmas songs and like watch people sing Christmas songs to be happy about Christmas, don't even watch it then. go look up like your local community center, look at their calendars, because the people are doing this in real life. Just go see
this
them.
Is a forgotten failures PSA. Go outside. Yeah, get
go
out
outside,
there.
Yeah. Go outside, meet some people.
Have a real holiday. Have a family.
Yeah, there's no reason you should
do something with your lives for once, you fucking animals.
Yeah, just don't think you need this in your life. You don't.
Shit. You don't. Nobody does.
Yeah. Merry Christmas or whatever.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
This is so 90s. Not.
Affirmative.
Oh, the Power Rangers. They're my best friends. Don't be sad, Alpha. You know they would be here if they could.
I know, Susie. Anyway, they're helping Santa tonight.